This is Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. Welcome to the podcast. I'm about to say something that many people will find controversial. It's a question, really. And the question is, where are the contemporary romances within the general fiction category which feature Black British protagonists? I'm not asking the question in order to be controversial. I'm asking because I genuinely want to know. If you search many of the go-to publishers for this genre, example Harlequin, there is definitely a wide variation these days in the types of relationships and demographics represented. In these publishers' many imprints, there are lots of titles featuring Black couples getting to their happily ever after, but I can't find any Brits among them. I love a romantic novel, preferably those with adult protagonists, as I'm not a big young adult fan. If I like the writer's style and the story, the character's heritage doesn't matter to me. But seeing as many big publishers are featuring writers, stories, and imprints in the category of Black, Indigenous, and people of colour, it strikes me and frustrates me that the books seem to be very US-centric. Is this disparity, in my perception, because these companies are predominantly US-based? Or am I just looking in the wrong places? I am talking specifically about general fiction romance. For example, books like Mikey Chambers Shakes It Up, which is on my to-read list, Take a Hike by Mimi Grace, and The Build-Up by Tati Richardson, which I'm actually currently reading. I enjoy discovering the small towns and cities featured in these stories, but when the protagonists are Black, it would be nice to read the same with a UK flavour. If you're struggling to understand the point I'm making, try looking at it this way. If you've ever read a novel in this genre by, say, Kate C. Wells, and then go on to read one by, let's say, Susie Tate, my point might become clear. The way Susie Tate writes is unashamedly British, like lots of other British writers. It would be a nice change to read Black romantic leads where the words on the page sound, I don't know, Mancunian, Liverpudlian, Welsh, rather than American. In the same way that white American culture differs from white British culture, Black American culture differs from Black British culture. And they read very differently. These books must be out there, surely. If you could point me in the direction of some titles, or a publisher, or some authors, please do, and help end my frustration. Thanks for listening. This has been Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. You can follow me on Instagram by going onto Instagram, search for The Book Griffin, and then hit follow.